All right. Welcome everyone back from the break. I'm glad to be able to introduce our next speaker here over the next couple of slides here. So let me start with a trivia question. Our next trivia one. So remember, there is good stuff to be won here. So all you need to do is know the answer, tweet it into SCU 2014 with your location for your trivia. So our next trivia question is, in 2014, the Microsoft Management Summit will be held at the following location: Las Vegas, San Diego, my house, Houston, or E, it's been integrated into TechEd. Come on, for anybody who's been doing this for a while now, you've got to know the answer to that particular question. So with that, let's go to our next and we'll see what we've got here. Oh, sorry, the last part of that was, that's not so funny, Cameron. So let me introduce Martin Hoot. I'm gonna call him up here in just a moment. So Martin is from the Netherlands, and recently I had the opportunity to spend some time with him, and I learned several things during my process of visiting the Netherlands. First thing that I learned is jet lag is real. I kind of thought that was a joke. I met with all these guys that were coming from all around the world, and I'm like, it's time. How bad can this be? First day I was in the Netherlands, I felt like I'd been hit by a brick. Second thing, Martin is a phenomenal host and travel guide. So if ever you're touring other countries, bring him with. And I plan to do that actually at SCU APAC. That will be awesome. And I got two URLs that you absolutely need to check out if you're interested at all about the Netherlands. The first is called Holland versus the Netherlands, and it explains which is what and how that works. It's beautifully done. And then Holland the Original Cool, which is also a great video. Now, for Martin, let me call him up on stage here. I'd mentioned before that we needed to have something to kind of individually shout out to our presenters and to, you know, kind of specify the uniqueness that they all have. So Martin and his group, a while ago, wrote a management pack, a dashboarding pack. And for that, what I'd like to actually introduce is Martin's Hello Kitty. This is the Hello Kitty pack that he will be gladly signing for wins this. The Hello Kitty pack will be signed by Martin. So thank you very much for your willingness to autograph that for the community.
Good call. Thanks.
So with that, I will step aside and let Martin show how this is done.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Cameron. Thank you for the introductions. In the next 45 minutes, I'll be talking in my session about identity management for the hybrid IT with Windows Azure and Windows Server 2012 with Windows Azure Pack. Because if you've seen the session with Travis, you saw Windows Azure Pack, and we're going to talk identity because we need to authenticate, make sure we have a secure connection, we get access to the systems we rely on. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Maarten Goed. I'm a System Center MVP from Holland, as you've seen. If you want to follow me on Twitter, there's a handle called Maarten_Goed, and I can answer some of the questions. I'll post slides and demos afterwards as well. So the challenge today is that we have, of course, an on-premise situation where we have our applications, our server infrastructure running, and traditionally most businesses will have Windows Server Active Directory, and you have the traditional way of authentication and securing access with Active Directory and Kerberos. But if you've seen the session with Travis, like Windows Azure Pack, but also if you're going to use the public Windows Azure instances, you need a way to really extend those identities you have today in your current on-premises environment to those clouds and make sure that we can bridge the hybrid environment and make sure our users access them with the same username, password, but also have the same level of security and only allow them access to applications they are allowed access to. Now, also, we need to be able to support cloud applications. If you look at Office 365, those are things people are using today where you want to provide access to. And we must be able to run those at internet scale. We'll have likely more connections. We might also be creating our own applications that we allow our customers to authenticate to from the internet or from outside worlds, such as the extranet. And so we must be able to provide that at a high availability level and run that at internet scale. And of course, we want to reuse the investments we have today in Active Directory and extend them into the cloud, so really bridge the hybrid IT. Now, the solution that Microsoft is providing is called Windows Azure Active Directory. And it looks a lot like Active Directory we have today on-prem, and we'll also look at how these things can be connected and bridged. But Active Directory in Windows Azure allows you to operate a directory at internet scale with multi-tenancy built concurrently with Office 365. And we're going to extensively demo that here on stage. It does extend the current Active Directory into the cloud, so we can do things like directory sync, make sure usernames, passwords, UPNs, etc., come over to our cloud world so they can authenticate to Office 365, other software as a service apps, and really provide a cloud-based directory for organizations also without Windows Server AD. So if you have a startup today, you're running a new business, or even designing a new infrastructure, you could look at cloud first and use the Windows Azure Active Directory to integrate your directory authentications. Now, the interesting thing with Windows Azure Directory is it came generally available last year. And even to date, there have been 300 billion authentications through Windows Azure Directory worldwide. So that's nearly 43 authentications for every person on Earth. And you could certainly say that it's running at scale. And also services you have currently, like Office 365, Windows Intune, that have those Microsoft Online domain names associated, you can attach them to Windows Azure Directory, and I'll show you that in a second. So like I said, my session is going to be demo-centric. So what I'll do is I'll switch to my laptop, and we're going to go over to Windows Azure. So I'm logging into Windows Azure, manage.windowsazure.com, and I'm logging in with my Microsoft account, and it's going to authenticate me against my Windows Azure subscription. And I don't have a lot of things configured just yet, but we're going to show through this subscription. So I'm logged in, and on the left-hand side, you see all the functionality that Windows Azure is providing me in this subscription. So I can create websites, I can create virtual machines, mobile services, cloud services, SQL databases, and what have you not. And even preview options like Visual Studio Online, manageability options, networks. So depending on if you've signed up for preview features or just have access to the general available features, you'll have more or less things in the left navigation bar. Now, as you can see, there's also a new button. So what we want to do in this demo, we want to provide a new directory for our users for them to be able to authenticate against with their username password. And we want to give them access to corporate applications. And will not be able, they will be able to go to a portal and access that application without knowing the username password that's behind it. So they'll do a single sign-on with their username password all the way through to the corporate application. So what we can do is we can go to, we'll go to Active Directory. We'll say add. And we're actually able to create a new directory. So I can say create a new directory or select use an existing directory. And when I'm going to use an existing directory, those are the things when you have a Windows Intune subscription or an Office 365 subscription with the onmicrosoft.com extension. And you can take that directory and start managing it from Windows Azure. In this example, I'll say create new directory. We'll give it a name, System Center Universe. And we can give it a domain name like su2014houston.onmicrosoft.com. Oh, there's a space. And we'll have a look at how we can use custom domain names later in the demo. Now we need to select the country or region for placement of the directory. And when I hit finish, it will actually create the directory. Now, one of the things you'll notice in the current version is if you create a directory, you can't delete it just yet. That's one of the features that's upcoming in the next wave of release with Windows Azure. So what I did ahead of time is I already created the Windows Azure directory called System Center Universe, and it's blank. It has nothing in it, just a placeholder. It's the System Center Universe Azure directory. And as you can see, when I click on it, you get to the quick start page, and you have all these menu options, users, groups, applications, domains, directory integration. And in the quick start tab, you get at a glance overview on how to integrate applications, configure your directory, etc. Now, there's a distinct difference between Windows Azure Directory and Windows Azure Active Directory Premium. The premium bits are still in preview, so some of these new features you can try out and they'll become generally available later this year. And the basic version is free. So the good thing is if you want to run a directory at internet scale for your software as a service apps, you can just use Azure Active Directory for free. The premium features like branding, custom domain names, etc., you'll get when you need to pay for. What we'll do is we'll enable premium. So we go into the configure tab, and you'll see here that I've already enabled premium. So the premium features are enabled. And one of the reasons I enabled premium today in my preview is we're also going to do self-service password reset enablement for our users, and that is a premium version. So as you saw when we created the directory, the Windows Azure Active Directory, it was a .onmicrosoft.com domain name, but we want to use our own domain name. Maybe we have corp.com, we have something else. In our case, I want to add a domain name, and we'll call it systemcenteruniverse.org. And I'll hit add. Systemcenteruniverse.org. I will give it another name, .org. And we'll hit next. And then we'll get a multi-step process where we actually need to verify this domain name. So for them to check if I'm the legal owner of this domain name so we can start using it on the internet, we have two options. We go to DNS, and then we can either add a text record, so with the directions here on the screen, or we can actually add an MX record, again, with the directions on the screen. What you do is you add those to DNS, you come back maybe in an hour or so when you're finished, you hit the verify button, and it will actually then allow you to verify the domain name. It will add it to Windows Azure Directory, and then it's one of the domain names we can start using for authentication purposes. Now, if we go one screen back, you also saw an option where you can set a check mark for, I plan to configure this domain for single sign-on with my local Active Directory. So if you want Azure Active Directory to know what your domain namespace is for your Windows Server on-prem Active Directory, you'll add it here as well. And we'll look later on how to use DirSync on how to get those users in from that local directory. And it'll know they're coming from local because of that namespace. Now, I'll delete the one, the faulty one I just added. And I already added the systemcenteruniverse.org. And I already verified it, so it's in DNS. I added a text record, and it's my custom domain. Now, you can also change primary. So you want to tell Azure Active Directory, are we going to authenticate our users against the .onmicrosoft.com domain or our custom domain name? And we want to use our custom domain name, so we'll switch it out to be systemcenteruniverse.org, which is currently already the primary, instead of the onmicrosoft.com. So what we now get is our users will be users at systemcenteruniverse.org, and they'll be authenticated against Windows Azure Active Directory. So the next step would be, of course, to add a user. So we can use that user for access to our corporate applications. It added my Windows Live ID, my Microsoft account by default, but we're going to add a new user. The other options you'll have is to use an user with an existing Microsoft account, so your Live ID, and we can attach it to this Windows Azure ID, or to use an account from another Windows Azure Active Directory you might have. But in this case, we're going to say new user. We'll give it a username, say John Doe, and you now see that this is the primary domain, so it's going to be John Doe at systemcenteruniverse.org as his UPN. We'll give it a first name, last name, and a display name. And it's going to be a user and certainly not a global administrator of this Windows Azure Active Directory. You could, if you want to have co-administration, you could add extra administrators for Active Directory. And we'll create a temporary password. You'll see the password here. And we'll save it to a clipboard. But we can also send it in email if you want to send it to the user or maybe to yourself or a maximum of 5 email addresses. So let's make sure we save it to the clipboard because we're going to need it later. And that's it. So the user is now created, and this is a user we're going to use for access to our app. Now we're going to add an application. And in this demo scenario, I want to use the Twitter application. I want this user, John Doe, to access Twitter, our corporate Twitter account, and he doesn't need to know the password on a corporate Twitter account. I just want to provide him with access to this SaaS app, and then he can tweet and do some cool stuff. So we're going to configure an app, Twitter, for him. One of the things you get in premium is that you can have groups. So if you want to set this once for, and set it per group, you can just start adding users to the group and you'll be done. So this is a premium feature, and that's why it shows in preview. Also add group, Twitter users, our corporate Twitter users. Okay. So it's successfully added. And the next step is to go to the applications. And this is actually quite neat because now we can integrate these apps into our Windows Azure Active Directory. And it's easy because Microsoft actually allows you to pick from a store. If it's an app that's already available on the internet, one of the major things, so like Salesforce, Dynamics CRM, Twitter, Facebook, all these kind of things that support open authentication, OAuth. Now, if you have your own app, so the first item in this screen, you might need to do some things yourself to start supporting OAuth and be able to integrate with the Azure AD. But in this case, Twitter is already available and they support OAuth. So I can just go to this store, if you will. And then on the left-hand side, you see that Microsoft categorized it into certain buckets. So we can look at apps for business management, collaboration, construction, etc. And if you go through the list, you see familiar names for things like finance, e-commerce, CRM, pretty much every major brand is in there. So it's real easy to just pick that one and start integrating with those. And again, this could be a hub from your on-prem AD to Azure Directory, Azure Active Directory, and then bridging all the way to this software as a service app. Now we're gonna pick the social category and we'll scroll a bit down and we see Twitter. And so we can use Windows Azure AD to enable the user access to Twitter. Of course, requires an existing Twitter subscription, so we're gonna use a handle we already created ahead of time. Oop, could not add, we'll try it a second time. I think camera's right, we're taking down Twitter with all our tweeting today. Could not add Twitter, mm-hmm. Let's sign in for a second again. Sorry about that. Not sure why that is not working. Manage.windowsazure.com, let's log in. Authenticate to the management portal. We'll go back into the Azure AD subscription. There it is, the directory. Go into the apps. Twitter was added, so probably like a display error then, I don't know. Anyway, Twitter is added. We're gonna select Twitter. And the next thing, of course, to do is to start assigning users. Single sign-on is enabled for the existing application account, so that's good. Step one, configured, we see a check mark. Step two, assign the users that will have access to Twitter. So click on that. We'll filter down to all users. And we'll get back the accounts from our Windows Azure AD. Assigned no, so John Doe is not assigned yet, but we'll start assigning John now. John, assign. And then we will enter the Twitter credentials on behalf of the user. And that's going to be System Center Universe. And you guys can follow that one if you want. So you can use it. Okay. So now John Doe is assigned to Twitter using the Twitter handle. So he won't know the password. He'll just have his own password. And he's provisioned for Twitter. So that's good. That's step one. Now, a couple of other things you could do. If you look at the premium version, and I'll go back to Windows Azure AD here to the Quick Start page, and it shows as preview, you can actually customize your directory. So if you want to have corporate branding like a logon page, colors, a background, logos, etc. You can add those. So when the user is authenticating to the domain to go to his apps, you actually get a corporate experience, which is nice. So we'll say customize the sign-in panel. And I've already added some branding settings. So what it now says, do you want to add the current branding settings? Or do you want to add for a specific language? If your browser is in Dutch, in Belgian, in English, you'll get specific branding. And so you can do strings, etc. We'll customize it and say we want to add a banner logo. And we'll go to presentations, SCU, the custom branding. And just to show you, I'll make extra large icons. This is the banner logo we'll use. This is the illustration, so the background we'll use, and the title logo. So banner logo first. Then we have the tile logo, this one. And we'll do a sign-in page illustration. And you can say maybe the username label, the page text, the background color. Instead of white, you could have multiple colors. And we'll leave it for now because it's already provisioned. So that's a way for the user to make it easy to get this custom experience for your domain name. Now, what Microsoft has provided as part of the Windows Azure AD experience is a site called myapps.microsoft.com. And you authenticate against myapps using your Live ID or the Azure AD account, whatever account you have access to these apps. And based on what we provisioned here in the Applications tab, you get this application. So what we should be getting, if we're logging in with John Doe, we're going to have, hopefully, a Twitter icon. So I'm going to log out. Otherwise, going to use this Live ID. And we're going to say HTTPS myapps.microsoft.com. There we go. I'm going to use a different account. We had John Doe at systemcenteruniverse.org. Now we're going to use the password, of course. We'll paste it in. Oh, it's better. Login. Now it needs to change its password, of course. It's the first time we got the password, so we'll say old password, new password. Let's remember this one during the session. And hopefully we will get into our app. So what you now see is a experience where we have the logo branding. So here's the SCU banner. We have our application. It's in Dutch. My browser is in Dutch. Sorry about that. So I get Toepassingen and then the Twitter logo. So that's good. So I have access to Twitter. And then on the right side, you can see that it's John Doe who's authenticated through Azure AD against this app. And that should be good. Once I click on Twitter, it actually locks me all the way through to System Center Universe handle on Twitter. And we can say, cool, it worked. Cool, tweet. So that works. So we have a single sign-on experience. The user goes to My Apps. Microsoft.com, signs in with whatever account he has, and gets his apps as like a front-end portal and can access them. Now, one of the things we just mentioned is that with the premium version, so if you enable premium, you can actually do the self-service password reset, because it's one of those things we get a lot of calls from users that want to reset their passwords. It's a hustle. And of course, we can just go into Azure AD and reset it manually, but it would be very cool if they can do it themselves. So let's try and do that. We'll log out because John Doe doesn't have any rights to go into Windows Azure AD administration. We'll log in with my Live ID. We'll enter my password. And we'll be back in the Azure administration of things. Loading, cool. So let's go back into our System Center Universe AD, which is here. Can go to configure, because one of the first things we need to do is enable our users and our directory to be able to do user password resets. And it's enabled for all users in a sense that we can enable per user, but it's enabled for the directory. And then the contact methods available, you see here, we can use the office phone, the mobile phone, and even an alternative email address. And this one's important. We have one contact method we require to be filled in for the user to do, of course, a password reset. If it doesn't have an email, if it doesn't have a cell phone, we're not going to be able to reach out. Do we need them to register when they first sign in? Yes, otherwise we won't have that info, and we can certainly also customize some of that experience. So this is enabled, which is fine. So we go back to the Users tab. Go to John Doe. And the thing we'll do is we'll actually start adding a number. And I have a phone here on stage that has my US number, and I have a webcam. So what we'll do is we'll add that number. We'll try the self-service password reset and see if the reset will actually be sent to my cell phone. So we'll go to work info. Instead of being able to, we're going to say 425-698-8121. Save. Successfully updated. So now Azure AD has a contact method for John Doe, which you can reach here on the podium. Okay. Then we will go to log out. We will go to My Apps and simulate that I've forgotten my password. We'll say myapps.microsoft.com. Use another account, johndoe@systemcenteruniverse.org. And then we'll say, forgot. Don't know, forgot. So it says, input your user ID, universe.org. Then this captcha, MCSWDCCN5K. Hopefully I have that right. Let me also have a look at my phone if it's ready. It certainly is. Okay. We're going to hit next. And so in Dutch, again, apologies for my browser setting. It says, do you want to send a text message to this phone that I have on file, or you want to call my phone? So it's an automated system to give you the new password, the one-time password. So what I'll do is, I'd like a text message. That's fine. And we're going to quickly go to the webcam. That it already is. Password. And it says your one-time password is 457654. Not sure if you guys can see it. It's not out of focusing, but you can trust me, it's 457654. So 457654. Next. Okay? So it now allows me to add a new password, next, and the password is actually be set again. So I'm back in business, I have my device here, so I can actually authenticate again, and I should be able to get back into Twitter, systemcenteruniverse.org, the new password with the 2 at the end now. Go to My Apps. Apparently, I typed the wrong URL. There we go. And there's Twitter again. I click on Twitter. And it should be launching me into Twitter with a single sign-on. So that's a way for users to manage themselves, make sure they have their contact details filled in. Again, if you're doing directory syncs with on-prem, you might have that info already in their system or in your AD system. It will be synced up to Windows Azure AD. You can start using the Microsoft system to do text messages, phone calls to recover passwords. So it's a neat feature, something you don't need to do yourself then, which is good. Okay, so that's the Windows Azure AD.
Martin, I sense a strong disturbance in the force here at System Center Universe. Make ready to prevent landing of Jedi beyond our energy field. Project our Windows, Azure Active Directory, and deploy our fleet so that no one gets into our systems. Don't fail me, Marty.
Okay, Darth. Well, I think we need to... I think we need to start thinking about multi-factor authentication now, because I guess a password isn't secure enough. We need to make sure that we just use this device we have with us all the time, like a text message or a phone call, to make sure we do multi-factor authentication. And that's one of the neat things that you get with Windows Azure AD as well. And what is multi-factor? So some people call it two-factor, 2FA, multi-factor, MFA, strong authentication, but it's any two or more of the following factors. Something you know, the password, which we've already been using in the last 30 minutes. Something you have, so the phone I have here, or maybe a hardware token or a credit card, or something you are. In this example, of course, we're going to focus on the phone option. Now, Microsoft acquired a company called PhoneFactor last year and is now integrated into Azure AD. And it's one of those options you get as part of the premium option, and you pay per user or per authentication, depending on the system you choose. But it's there out of the box. You don't need to do anything. And just as the other password resets, it's a functionality provided as a service. So how does it work? Well, you could use a mobile app. And there's a mobile app for any major platform. So for Android, for iOS, for Windows Phone. And it uses the push notification those vendors have to provide you with a one-time passcode, like I had in the text message, so a number you'll input during the process to authenticate and prove that you have this device with you alongside the password or PIN you already put into the system. You can do a phone call, and that's the thing I'd like to show you. I want to be called and then touch a certain symbol and make sure I show them that I have the phone with me before I get authenticated to the portal, or like we saw in the previous example, use text messages. So it's really easy. We can use any of these three options to provide a second authentication method, multi-factor. So let's dive into the demo. We're going to go back to our Azure administration. So logging out John Doe from the My Apps portal. We're going to go log into manage.windowsazure.com using my live ID. And I've not enabled multi-factor yet. We'll do that starting now. So it's loading up the Azure AD or the Azure administration portal. We'll go to Active Directory. And what you see, if we go to Active Directory, there's the three tabs as well. So you have the directories themselves, which we've been using, the access control namespaces, but we want to focus on the multi-factor auth providers. And this is something you configure separately and then attach to one or more directories. So we'll go to multi-factor authentication providers, create a new one. We'll give it a name, System Center Universe. And this is the payment model I was talking about. This is a paid service. So we either pay per user per month, flat fee, unlimited authentications, or we do it per authentication. If it's one or two authentications per month, it might be helpful to do a per authentication method. So we'll do that. And we'll link it to a directory. The other thing to notice is the user's model cannot be changed afterwards, so you need to delete it and create a new one if you want to. So think ahead of time on how you want to be able to do this. I'm using for the per authentication. For some reason, the portal is failing me. It should have just created it. We'll try it one more time. Maybe it's just a refresh issue here on the system. Per authentication, link it to SCU. Oh, sorry. It's not the right one. Create. Well, successfully created. Okay, good. So we now have a multi-auth provider linked to the directory, but we need to set up the multi-auth, of course. And what you see here in the bottom is a button called Manage. And I guess the integration needs to be tighter going forward because we'll be launched in the what is formerly known as the Phone Factor Portal to do some of the configuration. And we'll probably see that coming back into Azure AD itself. Now, the thing we need to do here is go back to the directory tab, go back to System Center Universe, the directory we just created, go back to users, and then we have John Doe. And the only thing I wanted to do is configure multi-factor authentication for John Doe. I'll leave the settings for the authentication as is, but we want to configure it for John Doe. It logs me in. I'll select the sign-in allowed users, and you see that John Doe is not enabled just yet for multi-factor authentication, so I want to start doing that. I'll say select enable. And so it's going to take you through this multi-step process to enable this user. And there's another way to do it, which you can see here. You can also send them a link, say, hey, user, go to this URL. It's a public Microsoft URL. Take the John Doe username you have, run through the process yourself, any convenient time, and you'll get it set up. But we'll do it here, enabled. And then we actually will sign out. Here we go, this one, sign out of this one, make sure I'm going to log in this with this John Doe user. Go to the URL we just saw, http://mfa-multifactor-authentication-setup. Now we'll ask John Doe to run through these steps, universe.org. Hopefully I'll remember the second password. Otherwise need to resend again. Okay, good. So it now says we need to set it up. So we need to set up the multi-factor authentication. Hit set it up. And there was a problem processing your request. Give it a second try. There we go. Not sure what's happening with my internet connection here. I want to say the mobile phone, you guys saw that we have, and I'll do it this way, we have the office phone, the mobile app, or the mobile phone, and we'll start using the mobile phone. We'll say United States. Where are we? On top, of course. 425-698-8121. Call me. Yes. I'm going to check if the phone's ready. It is, okay. And we'll hit next. Make sure you reach your phone, sure that we have it in reaching distance, and we'll go to the webcam. Should have an incoming call in any second. And normally when you wait for calls, it's, put it on speaker.
Thank you for using Microsoft Sign-In Verification System. You press the pound key to finish your verification.
So it asked me to press the pound key to end the verifications. Okay, so it now sees that I'm verified. Hit next. I don't use this account with these apps. That's for if we want to use the apps, but I don't want to use it just yet. And it's now added. So I have the multi-factor authentication enabled for this user. Now, one of the neat things I want to show is when I go to log into My Apps again, myapps.microsoft.com, we'll say John Doe. This is our first authentication, my password. And now it says, we are calling your phone. Please answer it. Nope. We'll go to, where are we here? Again, we have an incoming call.
need to finish your verification.
And there we are authenticated. So now we have multi-factor authentication for our users into their apps, into the internet. So again, this adds an extra layer of security to your applications. Now, what would be, wouldn't it be neat if we have an on-prem application that we could also use this multi-factor authentication for? So in my demo scenario, I had a colleague, Mark Van Eyck, we actually prepared our Windows Azure pack with ADFS, and ADFS is talking to Azure AD to authenticate me and do the multi-factor authentication. So what I want to do here is I want to log into Windows Azure pack, and instead of just using my username and password, I'm using an additional layer. I'm being called to authenticate, and then I'm being logged into Windows Azure pack. Again, it's using ADFS, so any application that supports ADFS, you can use this method to also use the multi-factor authentication service on the internet as part of Windows Azure instead of having it to set up yourselves on-prem. So I'll log out. And I'll log into our Windows Azure pack, which I've published to the internet. It's our innovative cloud. You've seen I've customized the Windows Azure pack logos and everything, and I have two providers. So I can use Active Directory, actually Windows Azure Active Directory, or the Windows Azure Pack IIS authentications. So I'm going to use Active Directory. I'm going to type in my name. Remember my password here. So that's the first layer of authentication. I'll grab my second phone because it's on my Dutch number. And it should actually be coming in. So now it says we have multi-factor authentication provided. We need to call you. Click continue. Let's see if it will call in.
Verification system. Please press the pound key to finish your verification. If you did not initiate this verification,
so I hit the pound key. And it locks me into Windows Azure Pack. So, and this is my regular subscription in our cloud, so I can start using Windows Azure Pack and have a secure way of having my users access. And again, if you're a hoster, if you're an enterprise, you just want to have this additional layer of security, you can just use ADFS, Windows Azure AD, etc., and you're good to go. So to summarize, Active Directory has been revised to operate at internet scale using Windows Azure Active Directory. You can extend your current Active Directory into the cloud, into Windows Azure AD. I didn't have time to show that. We'll do that in a future session. And then, of course, even if you don't have any directory today, like I did, just stood up a new directory, you can start using it today, use the multi-factor auth, use self-service password reset, and most of these features are free, and some of them will be premium. So go ahead and have a look on windowsazure.com. Thank you.